fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Crudy, Bill Glauber writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel some of the facts. Republicans appear bound for Milwaukee in 2024. The GOP site selection panel on Friday unanimously picked Milwaukee as the host city for the 2024 Republican National Convention. However, Crudy, the full RNC must approve the choice during its summer meeting in Chicago on August 5th, 2nd through the 5th. A person familiar with the process said, quote, "Since day one, Milwaukee's leadership and business community have put their city before politics and welcomed the RNC."
Well, I'm glad they're more mature about it than you are, but please continue.
Well, they got skin in the game, man. I don't have as much skin in the game. And in a statement, RNC senior advisor Richard Walters said, "Today, the site selection committee voted to recommend Milwaukee to host the 2024 RNC, and it is a testament to the forthright and professional behavior embraced by Milwaukee city leaders throughout the process. A final decision will be made by Chairwoman McDaniel and the full RNC in the coming weeks. Nashville, of course, was the other finalist and could still be selected by the full RNC, but its bid stalled earlier this month when a framework agreement to host the event was pulled before a vote in the city council. There are three potential blocks of dates for the event in July and August of 2024. And I will tell you this, there is no more beautiful place on this planet than Milwaukee in July and August. The final decision of convention dates is expected to be made by the end of this year.
Second chance to make a big political impact, Dom. Those are also the words of Glauber. I just thought I'd throw them back at you.
What's that? Who? The Republicans?
Republicans saw it was clear Milwaukee officials wanted the convention, unlike my little buddy. And then he writes, "For Milwaukee and swing state Wisconsin, hosting Republicans will provide a second chance to make a big political impression. I can't wait for us to have an opportunity to make an impression on the world, Dom. Selfishly, I feel like I do have some skin in the game, and I can't wait for the Republican Party to come here and catch some hell from us."
The mega party. The Republican Party died a long time ago.
Here's the great news. They'll be able to hear us all over the airwaves now. Wherever they go in this fair state, we're going to have them covered. You know, anywhere in the state, you're going to know what sort of shenanigans are going on at the RNC in Milwaukee in 2024. And this is official, unofficial news, apparently, at this hour. Still one more vote, but apparently Milwaukee is the chosen city for the Republican convention. And I'm happy for the city of Milwaukee. I think the leaders did want this event. I think the city commerce leaders certainly wanted the event. Small business people, they get to host the private parties, Dom, where the real wheel and a dealing's done. Oh, there were some great parties in Cleveland. We just weren't invited.
Oh, we went to Shooters, man.
Shooters on the River? Tuskers?
The host committee plans on raising $65 million for the event, which is expected to lure up to 50,000 visitors and provide a $200 million economic boost. Anything else here? The agreement detailed the size and scope, including the city's responsibility to apply for a $50 million security grant from the federal government. The city would also have to deploy security in key sites, including hotels, closed streets, and provide parking for about 2,500 cars and 350 buses.
A little bit more here. Convention supporters got buy-in from Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Now, he informed me of his fondness for this idea up in La Crosse when we were partying a little bit late night, Dom. Both were heavily involved in wooing Republican officials during a site visit and later follow-up meeting in Washington, D.C. There was also delicate negotiations with the Common Council. After an initial setback, the council signed off on a unanimous 13-0 vote on the framework of the agreement. Again, that's the Milwaukee Common Council. The agreement detailed the size and scope of the event. And guess who is going to be the local committee chair, Dom? Reince Priebus, of course.
Oh, God.
The former Trump chief of staff and Wisconsin native. Local boy making good.
Just for comparison and a much more entertaining venue, and maybe a reason I'm a little salty today. This is my first weekend in 3 weeks.
You're hoping to go to Nashville? Or
that, that I can't go to Summerfest. There's no Summerfest this weekend, man. So I'm actually a little like, but the numbers came out on my favorite festival. 49,500 people a day at the Summerfest grounds.
That's down.
It's up relative to last year. Yeah, I mean, yes, of course.
Well, here's the good news about the RNC MKE. But that's, the
RNC's talking 50,000 total. Summerfest did 45,000 a day.
Yeah, but most of those people come from here or somewhere in the Five County. Talking about Summerfest. You know, no offense, Don, but not everyone worships Summerfest like you do.
Apparently, 49,449 people do a day.
Yeah, but you're importing 50,000 tourists for a convention, and they're all going to have to stay somewhere in the hotels. They're going to spend money in the restaurants, the bars. It'll be good for the city. Maybe not your ego. You'll be butthurt the whole time. You'll be salty because you won't be able to drive through downtown.
My ego? What does this have to do with my ego? It's got zero to do with my ego. My concern is for this community, man. My concern is a bunch of white nationalists coming to town, man. And what happened, what we saw in Cleveland 8 years ago, is not going to be like what it's going to be in Milwaukee, man.
Trump brought all those people. It will be shut down. You will not be able to enter the downtown area. It will be entirely secured. It will be a complete
Alex Jones will have more people there. The Southern Baptists will have more people there. Trump and the GOP, what was the GOP, the mega party, will bring all those people out. All the bugs from under the rocks will now converge onto Milwaukee. And I'm not convinced that any of the Republicans even know how to tip. So, you know, I don't think it's going to really be what you think it's going to be. That's my concern. I hope I'm wrong. But look what happened in D.C.
Well, that wasn't the convention. That was sort of the...
Really?
The post-election after party, if you know what I'm saying.
Or was it a pre-convention to this convention?
You're just salty. It's Friday, man. I thought you were feeling good. It's Friday. Air the grievances here. We'll get to the phones and perhaps a few more headlines. 844-967-2789.
People against goodness and normalcy.